Hello, and welcome to episode 51 of... It's not a special one, sorry.
It's one more than the special one, which still makes it special.
Of Mop All the Cards.
Are you okay?
I'm giddy now.
We had a mishap with our podcast name, so in the future you may hear more variations on the theme.
It is not Poop All the Cards.
It is not Poop All the Cards.
But that would be funny.
It would be. It would be funny.
But not quite as... Yeah. That'd just be gross. Now I'm thinking of gross things. Anyway, this week we will be I will be giving you a little bit of insight into the world of Castle Rock, mm-hmm. as I've seen several more episodes than the last time we spoke about it.
And I will listen intently, because I know nothing.
Tatiana has watched all kinds of K-dramas this week, so she's got some feels.
Yes, I will let you know what you should watch, and what you should stay away from.
And then we have lots and lots of feels about Cloak & Dagger, which is just literally finished. Like... an hour ago.
Right. And Matt will be our silent third partner,
who will hopefully interject. And who will side-eye us as we forget to say things, because we forget plot points or something.
Yes.
Or
character names.
We don't cry enough because it was beautiful.
Yes, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, before we get into that, I am Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
And we'll start with Castle Rock. I forgot to look up what I'm allowed to talk about, so I will try not to get into spoilers, because I have seen more episodes than have aired. So I don't...
How many have aired so far? Three still?
Four.
Four. Okay.
Because the fourth one dropped yesterday. They gave us three last week. Mm-hmm. The fourth one dropped yesterday. I actually have up to eight, and I have watched up to six.
Oh.
I talked about it a little bit last week, didn't I?
You did talk about little. You talked a little bit about the...
But I hadn't watched the episode.
Yeah, you had seen the first
episode. I had seen the first one, but I hadn't watched the rest of them. So, exactly. Yeah. It's I really like it. It's not relying on... I am more a fan of suspense horror than, I don't like tons of jump scares just for the sake of jump scares. Mm-hmm. Like, a few every once in a while is fine. And then I don't, I've never seen the Saw movies and I never will.
Okay.
I hate that kind of horror. So, yeah, you can have a little bit, it's Stephen King. There's going to be, blood and guts at some point, I'm sure. But, there is in the first episode. But, tasteful, a little bit. Not, I don't want shock. Just throw everything at the screen, gross stuff. So I like it, and I like the way that they're weaving in the King references to other, other properties mm-hmm. that you know about. And it is interesting. I mean, I've read several King books, but I'm not a huge fan. I've read, the Tommyknocker, Solaris Claiborne, I can't even remember what else. Needful Things, I think.
Needful Things.
Which is helpful, because that is the town of Castle Rock that it takes place in.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan Pangborn is the main character of Needful Things.
Oh, there you go.
So, it makes sense. But, yeah, anyway. So, I get references, but it's interesting to see, especially because they are weaving in some stuff from the movies.
Yes, Shawshank and...
Yeah, and so... That's interesting to see, is, mm-hmm. They're obviously drawing on more than just what King actually wrote. They're considering some things that were done for the films that weren't in the books canon as well. But they are obviously picking. And so it's interesting trying to figure out...
What's going to make it...
Where you're going, and, who people are, and,
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying it. I really like it. Matt doesn't like watching screeners usually.
Oh.
Because they have my name all over it. Because obviously they have to keep you from pirating it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was the one when I told him, I was like, hey, they just gave me four more episodes. He's like, and we're watching them now. So obviously he really, really likes
That's
it.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I mean, he's willing to watch them. How about for myself? I still haven't started watching it.
Yeah.
But, I've never read a Stephen King novel, except for Carrie. Carrie's the only Stephen King novel I've ever read. But, I've seen, I obviously have seen Carrie, I've seen It, and I've seen Shawshank. So, how much, is, actual knowledge of Stephen King necessary when you're watching
it? It's not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that, they're Easter eggs. They're fun. It's the same thing as, when you watch some Marvel. Okay, The Winter Soldier... mentioning Stephen Strange, that got fans excited because they knew who that was, but it doesn't mean anything, it's just another name that they dropped in. It is fun seeing those things, and maybe if you're gonna sit and try and nitpick it, you could try and figure out where they're going with it.
Right.
But I don't really, you know, there is one thing, and I can't remember, I think this is mentioned after the episode that aired, so I can't say anything specifically. There is one thing that, because of something I've seen before, I'm kind of like, okay, is this how they're tying that thing in? Mm-hmm. But it might not be that. And and it's obvious that, you know, it helps me if I want to sit here and try and be like, is this the, you know, if you're going to be like Westworlding it and trying to figure out the entire like plot ahead of time, it might help you figure something out. But it also might be sending you in the wrong direction because you're trying to figure something out that maybe that's not what they're doing at all.
Okay.
You know, when they cast Sissy Spacek, I was like, are they going to make her Carrie? Well, no, her name's Ruth. I'm like, I just keep being like, but maybe she's not really from this town and her name was really just like Carrie. No,
that would be hilarious.
I know, right? I'm like, just bring it in somehow.
I guess she does make it out alive. I don't know why I thought she died.
I've never seen Carrie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know, right?
The hell?
So that just goes to show you, I have not seen all of these.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new It.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the old It, so there you go.
I don't think I've ever sat through all of The Shining.
I can't believe I've never seen The Shining.
Which, Stephen King hates that movie.
Really?
Yes. He actually liked the more recent adaptation, I think, better. And that's the
one I read. Recent adaptation?
There was a TV one.
Oh.
With that dude from Wings.
I didn't even know that was a thing. That's so funny. Huh.
I think he actually said he thought that was a better adaptation, but I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, like, there was a throwaway line in something that obviously is referring to The Shining, but it's a throwaway thing.
Interesting.
The series starts with, like, somebody saying something, because it takes place... So King himself has not written about the town of Castle Rock. He used it several times, but he hasn't written about it since, like, 92 or something.
What does he have against it?
I know. I think Needful Things was the last time he wrote about it.
Oh.
And so that it uses that idea of, is there, like, what happened for 30 years? Why did it stop? Like, everything stopped?
Yeah.
But they mention that, like, there was the rabid dog.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Cujo, obviously.
Right.
Like, there, things have happened in this town that happened in Stephen King lore. But the one thing is Needful Things, I'm trying to figure out if that happened or not.
Because
I'm like, he literally met the devil in this town. I'm like, I don't know if that's happened or not.
Yeah, I feel like you might have mentioned that if that had happened.
You feel like it, but it's like, I don't know.
Maybe he's keeping it a secret.
I don't know. Things are going and they're like, well, maybe? I don't know.
Interesting.
But anyway. So yeah, I mean, I think it, you know. Those little throwaway, like, yeah, the dog thing, that would help if you knew that. But I've never read Cujo, and has there even been an adaptation of it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I know that there is a,
he has a story
about a St. Bernard that went rabid. Yeah. So, like, you know, I knew what that reference was, but I'd never seen it. Or read it.
Read it, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it, you know, it can help, but it's obvious, it doesn't.
Interesting.
Very
interesting.
If you like suspense horror... I think it's a good one.
Okay.
So far, it's interesting.
I'm definitely intrigued by it. I'm definitely, and I like the cast, so.
Yeah, it's a good cast.
Yeah. Okay.
I really like the lead, not Bill Skarsgård, not the lead.
Right.
I can't remember the actor's name right now.
Nope, me either. But Hulu's doing a pretty good job with their shows, I feel.
They are.
Like, I didn't watch Handmaid's Tale season 2, but it's one that everyone's talking about.
I still don't know if I can watch that show.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not, like, I watched season 1, and it was good, but I was like, this is just depressing, and, like, I just can't have
See, and ending, that's the so. Thing. Right now, I just don't know if I can.
And I love Harlots, which I'm very happy with.
Cool.
And then, you know, Castle Rock sounds like it's good, too.
Yeah.
They obviously have other shows. I don't know those shows. Runaways. But these are doing really well. Runaways, duh! But it's not out right now. Okay. But yes, you're right.
They're filming it.
Runaways is great, and I love Runaways, too. So Hulu, Hulu's doing a good job right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might, in terms of, like, giving me new TV show content... At this point in time, I may rank Hulu better than Netflix. Higher than Netflix. We'll see.
There's been a lot of things that people have talked about on Netflix that I haven't watched yet.
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody's, like, so excited about certain things, but meh.
Right.
I'm only halfway through last year's season of Orange is the New Black, which is the one that everybody hated, which is probably why I'm only halfway through it.
Yeah, I definitely just stopped at Crusade, and I didn't even try.
But, it's not good.
But my roommate has been watching it. On my account, so it's like I did. It's like I watched it anyway. It doesn't even matter.
Should have created a second
right
like, person like, for her. Yeah,
I did not like this.
That was not me. Stop removing me.
Exactly.
Yeah, Matt had to do that because he was getting sick of the things. Like, too many period dramas online.
That's so funny. Aww.
So anyway.
Anyway.
So yeah, I highly recommend Castle Rock.
All right,
and a fan of that kind of thing.
Highly recommended. Angela is not here for me to squeeze out K dramas, but.
I know. How dare she leave you before? Right? I feel bad. We should have done it earlier.
Yeah, no, it's okay. For the first, this is like the first time I've done this because, like, usually, not that I wait until things are over, but usually I just don't have time to watch. Like, I watch like one K drama at a time, and then I watch like one episode a day, and that's it. Unless it's a new one, and then it's one episode a week. So this time I was like, I'm gonna check out what's new. Like, watch the premiere week of everything. I watched the premiere week of Time, of A Witch's Love, and of the Drama Fever exclusive that is My ID is Gangnam Beauty.
Oh, and also 30 But 17.
And I was, so, just going from, like, least interesting to me to most, I guess. Witch's Love, so far, I'm not that impressed. It's like, it's the Vicky, it's a Vicky original, which Vicky is like the Netflix, I guess.
Okay.
And Drama Fever is like the Hulu. There you go.
Okay.
But...
All right, I get it.
Yeah. And it's not that impressive to me. Like, it's the female lead is really cute, and, like, the whole idea of, like, witches living among us, like, kind of like Little Bewitched, Sabrina's Teenage Witch thing going on. It's cute, like, she lives with her two aunts or grandmas, whatever they are. And they run, like, a kitchen that, it's a restaurant, but they make only this one dish that is soup rice.
Okay.
And, of course, they sprinkle it with magic, so, like, everyone's, like, super obsessed with it, and it's great. But, so that part's all really cute and I like, but the male lead, like, I don't know. He's a CEO because for some reason they've always had any CEOs, and I'm just like, I have to be rich, important. I am bored of this CEO situation. And he has like a mysterious past because of course he does. He remembers something having to do with this restaurant when he was a little kid, and so now he's like going to go investigate. And I was like, already, like, whenever they set him up with, like, even though she's got the magic, he's the one that's like having to find me out. So like obviously his story is gonna take precedence.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't care. I already don't care about this. but like, and I'm already like my romantically, what, like, speaking romantically, there's an actress friend of his who is in love with him that he does not have feelings for. And I'm like, they have more chemistry than he does with the female lead. And their story is already more interesting to me. Like, just that, like, he knows that she has feelings for him. He doesn't feel the same way right now. But, and she, like, knows and accepts that, but, like, they talk about it, like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, she's still in love with him, and, like, maybe he could change his mind. Like, he's really respectful of her, which he is not of the female lead.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, you should just love her, because you treat her more like a person than you do the main character.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, she's got a second, like, the second male lead, whose name I don't know, but he's, like, barely appeared so far, but he just, like, follows her around and, like, loves her food, and, like, it's just, like, what's wrong? Like, she lost her powers. Because her boyfriend, this is also, like, the conceit is that a human's love can, like, affect the witch's powers. So, like, her boyfriend, like, cheated on her and, like, was just using her because he thought they had money because they owned this restaurant and everyone loved the restaurant, whatever. But since the aunts are witches and they don't know how to use human money, they, like, did not save anything. And now they're, you know, potentially going to lose the restaurant because the male lead owns that building
and
wants it back. So... I don't like that he, like, has that power over them to begin with. Like, that's a problem. But anyway, point is that because her boyfriend just doesn't love her, she, like, doesn't have her powers right now. And I'm like, I don't like that. That's dumb. Yeah. So yeah, I don't like that whole concept. I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh, right. There's this dude that noticed that she doesn't have her powers anymore. Like, he doesn't know she's a witch, but he's like, oh, what's wrong? Are you sick? Because, like, usually you could just, like, hop over this or, like, whatever, and now you're not doing it. That dude likes her. She's just, like, whatever to him, but that's already cuter to me than the main couple. So I'm like, I don't feel like I'm going to continue this. So there you go. You don't need to watch Witch's Love. All right. Time. If you like melodrama, it's super melodramatic. Time. It's also on Vicky. And it's just, like, the first episode was just the male lead, like, alternately screaming and crying. He is a terrible human being, and a lot of horrible things happen to him because he's a terrible human being. And then by the end of it, he's like, I have to change my ways and be a slightly less terrible human being.
And maybe things.
Yes, and maybe things will get better.
Not always,
but, like, not for himself. Maybe. Like, he's not that worried for himself.
Oh, okay.
But, like, his. Okay, so basically, the plot of it is that by, like, you know, inadvertently, he gets the female lead sister killed. Okay? Like, he didn't kill her.
Yeah.
But because of things he did, she is dead now. And he thinks he might have killed her because he doesn't remember that night at all. He was just drunk and, like, no, you know? So
sad.
He thinks he might have killed her. It wasn't him. But forces are working against him to make him think that he killed her. It's very rude. So anyway.
Jeez.
So now he's like, I have to make this woman's life better so that, you know, because I killed her sister. So now he's, like, trying to do things to make her life better. And because of that, he has to be less of an asshole because he's like, oh, if I'm an asshole right now, that will make her feel worse. And yeah. I, you know, so I should not be an asshole in this moment. I will change my ways. So that part's, like, interesting. I'm like, oh, okay.
And his acting is really good, even though for the most part he has to just scream and cry. And her acting's a little shaky, but it gets better. Like, I've seen 3 episodes now, and by the 3rd episode I really found her really engaging. So, and also by the 3rd episode it stops being just like depression hours of the series and actually starts being like, lol, I can laugh at the drama now. Like, so if you enjoy like what dramatic thing is happening right now, then you should watch Time.
I was originally planning on not watching 30 but 17, which is also known as Still 17, but I did give in over the weekend, and it ended up being a lot sweeter and a lot more serious than I kind of expected. I thought it was going to be just like a funny gag, like, oh, you wake up and you were 17 and now suddenly you're 30, but it's really like a seriously depressing backstory, but it also explores quite delicately what it would mean to miss out on so much of your life, either through no fault of your own, if you're the female lead, or through your own efforts, if you're the male lead, because he kind of feels guilty about what happened to the female lead. Yeah, it's really sweet, and I really, really love the guy that plays the male lead's nephew. Like, he's just a lovable, charming kid who wants to make everyone's lives better. And the female lead is very charming in her own right as well, and really nails that youthful energy, but also that kind of, like, terrified of what comes next in your life, you know, and lost and alone without knowing where to turn or even knowing anyone in the present. So, yeah, definitely check that out if you're looking for whimsy and sadness.
And then finally, my idea is Gangnam Beauty. I didn't want to watch this one. I was not expecting to like it because it's about a girl who gets plastic surgery because she was so ugly before. Yeah. And so now she's, like, going to college with her, like, new appearance, basically. And so, like, because, like, there's a large, like, plastic surgery, like, you know, I'm not gonna say, like, culture, but, like, there is a lot of plastic surgery in Korea, and it's, like, known for, especially, like, idols and stuff getting plastic surgery, but other people do, too. Like, they have the whole thing with, like, the double eyelids, which I don't understand, to make your eyes look bigger or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, I know there's going to be a lot of values dissonance here, right? Like, yeah, you know, the way that they deal with, like, body shaming or with, like, you know, like, how important it is to be attractive. But I do like, the first 2 episodes have been really much, like, about questioning that society, you know?
Oh, that's good.
And I liked, like, certain choices they made that made me really interested were, like, for example, they don't show the girl before the surgery. Like, they showed her when she was, like, a little kid, but then, like, when she's a teen and, like, stuff, you know, she's going through stuff, like, because she's too ugly, like, you know, the guy doesn't want to date her or whatever, or, like, she just feels like she can't make friends or she can't, you know, interact with people. Mm-hmm. They just, like, obscure her all the time. So, like, they're not showing you what ugly looks like, which I think is good. I like that. And then I like also that it's, like, it's her choice to do the surgery so that she can, like, then feel, you know, like, she's like, I don't know how to interact with people because of it, like, because I feel so bad, so I want to try to, you know.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, after, like, she's, like, first, it was, like, she tried losing weight, and then she's, like, it didn't change anything. Like, I lost weight, but I still felt the same, and, yeah, you know. So then she has a surgery. And so, like, I guess, like, even just those 2 episodes made me feel differently about plastic surgery to a degree, right?
Okay.
And I also like that, so, like, of course, there's supposed to be some childhood connection. So the male lead knew her before. He knew her from school. But he's, like, I was concerned he was going to be, like, one of the bullies. Yeah. And I was, like, I really don't like that. Yeah. But he was not. He was just, like, it was, like, they show moments where he, like, tries to interact with her, like, he's trying to be nice, or he's, like, at least being neutral.
Yeah.
But she, like, receives it like an attack, because everyone's, you know, always mean to her, so she just assumes he's being sarcastic or mean or whatever. So I was like, I think it's interesting, because, like, a lot of the times, like, when you already feel one way, like, you expect a certain way, you receive information negatively, even when it's not. So I like that there's some, whatever you call that, a scale there.
Okay.
And I also like that, like, because at first I was like, oh, he's saving her from this thing, he's saving her from that thing. Like, oh, God, he's just going to save her from everything. But then by the 2nd episode, she was, like, actually standing up for himself, you know, without him around. So I was like, oh, yay! Okay. She's already learning to, you know, to fight back. So anyway, so I actually ended up really liking it. And that's my favorite one of the new ones right now. So,
cool.
Yeah, you should check it out.
How many more episodes do you
have? It's 16 episodes, I think. So it'll be, like, 7 more weeks, right? Yeah. Oh, and Life on Mars is about to finish this weekend, so I will be able to watch the British version.
We can actually talk about it now.
yes. And if you're not watching Are You Human 2, you should totally watch it. It is the best thing that has happened to me this year, K-drama land-wise. Such a long fever. Are You Human 2, legalize robot human marriages, the end. Anyway, that's all.
Very cool.
So, Cloak and Dagger feels.
Yes!
It was so good.
It was. It was a very fitting end to the season. I think, like, I didn't know where they were going to go with it. Because 10 episodes is a pretty short season, and I felt like they did a lot of character development in the beginning, and it did, yeah. Like, the action didn't get going for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
So I was surprised how nice the pace was once the action did get going.
Yes.
And then this episode, of course, was chock full of it, so.
Yes, because lots of things
yeah happen.
I think the only thing, it was funny, I was thinking about it, the only thing I had, I don't know, I can't remember if I talked about it on the podcast or not, of, like, what my theory was of how the season was going to end.
Oh.
Because I thought they were going to have to go completely on the run, which
right.
Now we kind of have Ty is.
Right, it's like half run.
Yeah, and she's back.
She's back home. I guess,
yeah, because she doesn't have anyone to be afraid of now.
Yeah, no one's got trouble for her.
And so I had thought we were going to see the first time he actually transports someone. B, he takes her hand.
And yeah,
So, like, instead it ended up being Connor's. Which, for a second, I was like, oh, that makes me sad. But then it was awesome, because then he actually used his cloak powers.
Right.
So I was like, never mind, I don't care.
I think I'm just surprised we didn't see him. Like, we didn't see where Connor's was. Like, we know where he is. But they didn't show him in the fear dimension, you know?
Yeah.
That I would have expected, like, a little. But I guess that would have been, like, the after credit scene. And they already had a different after credit scene that they wanted to show.
That's true. Yeah. So. I feel like that's going to be something that, yeah, they'll delve into, because mm-hmm. Ty still doesn't really understand what he just did.
Right.
And what, like, you know, as far as he knows, maybe he just transported him, like, somewhere right. in the world.
Yeah. If as you, opposed right. to if it, you're if you're not a comic reader,
yeah.
do you know that that's where he went?
No, I don't think
right,
I
do. So, like, so it is meant to be a mystery.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. Because, yeah. What, yeah, what the fuck just happened to him?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so maybe people would be assuming that... Mm. He's just
gone.
He could
else.
Be in Siberia right. or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And then because I feel like he'd probably be like, if he knew what he had done, he'd probably feel a little bit worse. Like, oh man, you know.
Yeah. Maybe not though.
I think we're like, he's a pretty shitty
although
dude.
Although he did like, you know, step away. He like it looked, you know, for a second it did look like he was going to drop him off the building.
Right. But he doesn't want to be a killer. Like,
but he doesn't want to be a killer.
And, like, so like, not that the fear dimension just automatically means he's dead, but like, it's like a.
It's not a pleasant place.
Yeah. It's like a step on the way to to murder town.
It's like, here, you get to live eternally. It's basically, what?
Like hell?
It's a hell, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. So, but yeah, that was so cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It looked really neat.
They did a lot more with his powers in this episode than I thought. They went further than I thought they were going to go. Even though,
they
like...
They had to.
Yeah.
It was, for me, it was just, I had a feeling, they had to do something with it, but I didn't know if they were going to do just, like, a tease of it,
right.
or if they were really going to go there, because of the whole, one of them has to die thing.
Yeah, which, yeah. Which, did not turn out to be the case, but I guess we decided it's because they're one. They're
yes.
one, so like half of them, each of them died.
They're not an individual
it's
anymore.
It's like the Guardians thing, where it's like, oh, if we hold hands and
yes.
sing, then we can...
No, we hold hands and dance off.
Sorry,
what are you talking
dance.
About? Yeah. So, yeah, basically they are... They probably don't really even know how much they're going to depend on each other.
Right.
Going
yeah, they
forward.
Still, they're still not
it's,
clear.
I yeah. would assume that it's going to be developing more and more. Because it already yeah. was.
Yeah, and right now,
to an
but
extent,
right now it feels
but...
like an emotional dependence.
Yes.
They, like, you know, and she acknowledged that, like, I know that I need you, and, like, that's, you know,
yeah.
one of the only things that I'm sure of or whatever. But.
That was a nice moment.
Yeah.
That was really
was
cute.
A nice moment. Speaking of, I think that Evita and Tyrone are really cute for, like, now, for, like, what they are now.
Yeah.
But I thought that the moment when, you know, they were saying goodbye, and he was like, you are important, and I don't want you to get hurt. And I was like, there's a to me in there that you just dropped. Like, this is just very strange.
What's you know what's funny, though? Watching them kiss, I was like, she's kissing him, and he's just kind of, like,
right.
puckering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all that's happening right here. I was like, this is a little weird. But I liked Tandy's response, because,
yeah.
especially because you've got a lot of, like, I know the actress talked about how she was getting a lot of, like, hate.
Right.
Even before the series started.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you have to assume she's getting even more. So that was actually really good to have Tandy be like, she's not jealous. Because
right.
they're not like that.
Yeah, they're not like that yet. Like,
yeah.
they don't, you know,
they're not
no
there.
Reason for that. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, let them develop their feelings. They got a lot going on.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah. They got other things to do right now.
Yeah, they have a lot of feelings.
But yeah, I'm glad, you know, I like that Roxxon was, like, outed this episode.
Yes.
So it's a nice closure for Tandy's, you know,
and she
and
got
her
to go home.
Yeah, she got to go home. So I thought they really, like, from where they started with Tandy's mom, like, I would never have expected her to, you know, become, like, a caring parent. And
yeah, really.
Hopefully she'll stop drinking so much.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. And be... And now she doesn't have to obsess about...
Exactly. It's so, like, that's not eating away at her anymore. Yeah. So they're gonna probably have a healthier relationship next season. Sucks that Tyrone has to be separated from his parents, but...
But at least we got the moment that showed that, you know, his mom and, you know, you have to assume she'll tell his dad.
Right. Knows that he's...
She knows he's safe. Mm-hmm. So...
Exactly.
Or, well, as safe as he can.
Right.
He came back and got personal items. Yeah. So... Yeah. I'm assuming she just thinks he, like, snuck in through the window at, in a house surrounded by cops because they don't actually know about his powers.
He's just really, you know. Well, the dad knows that he can just disappear, you know? Like, obviously he also thinks he just snuck away, but still, like, they both know he's really good at that.
He's really good at that, so he can get away from the cops, so that's what they care about.
Yes.
I hope that they find ways to integrate them because I liked his parents a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't want to see that much less of them. I still like that. You know, you think that Tanny could keep in touch with them. Like, there's no reason not to be like, hey, by the way, your son is blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, it's hard to know. Mm-hmm. They bug the house or something.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can come over to Tanny's house.
There you go.
Come over for a potluck.
In the middle of the swamp. Because it feels like she lives in the middle of the swamp.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, Mayhem.
Mayhem. Yep. I, you know, just because she's, like, a basically good-hearted person.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to turn her into, like, just because she gets the powers. Or she's, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she probably starts off with, and that guy's gone, so she can't really.
Connors, yeah.
Yeah, she can't really.
But the corruption.
Exactly.
So she's gonna, still exists
exactly.
In the
so
place.
I feel like she'll start off with, like, a vengeance kind of.
Yeah.
Like, wanting to attack that, well, but then go about it in.
Because that was what she talked about in the interviews at mm-hmm. Comic-Con was, is she really a villain if what she's doing is what she thinks is right?
Right, it's like for the right reason, but presumably she'll overstep in a way that...
Yeah. And obviously, yeah, we're going to have to see Tandy and Tyrone
mm-hmm.
have to be like, okay, but mm-hmm. you're really going about this the wrong way. Although that's an interesting, like, dichotomy. She's been killing a lot of people.
Right. So at what point does one of them become a villain and the other's not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because a lot of people died in this episode.
Yeah.
You have to assume all those people, when she was really throwing out the daggers, I was like, that's a lot of people that if you, like, there's going like to be dead bodies everywhere.
Maybe it's kind of the daredevil of it all, right? Where it's like, those dudes are definitely dead, but we're going to pretend like you haven't killed anyone. And, like, you have a moral high ground over Elektra.
There you go.
You know?
I guess that's true.
Like, if we didn't see them stop breathing, you just assume that she didn't kill them.
They just got hurt a little badly,
right?
And might need some medical attention. It's fine.
Someone
I'm sure they've got good hospitals.
Right. Yeah. At this point, they've got to, you know, get used to it. They got to get
doesn't
better
Delane
out there.
Have a, like, good hospital system or something?
Yes. You know what
they
do. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Send them all there.
There you go.
Allie Mackie's not dead. Yay!
She was infected, but we have to assume that when they fixed everything.
Yes. She sprung back up.
She got back up and was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Tandy, where'd you go?
Sorry. Hope she's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one thing Matt was sad about, though, I know, was that he was hoping that it was going to show.
Right. That would see Tandy
Tandy's
heal her.
Healed.
I was expecting that, too, but then it was just kind of like, well, we lost her.
It might have been a lot.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Everybody gets all the powers all of a sudden.
And she had already developed her powers, I think, so much more than Tyrone had that it makes more sense to...
That was the one thing about the season overall that it was like, she got her powers really fast and was just like, yep, I'm using all, like, over the place. And it was like, can Ty get a little bit more?
Right.
Things?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got his hoodie back.
Though. He did. And I thought that was a really nice full circle, too, of course. You know, like, she had his hoodie.
I liked the when she said that, you know, I needed it.
Yeah.
And now you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, yes. I know my heart.
Yep. That was a beautiful moment.
It was appropriate that, like, as much as, you know, he could have been wearing Billy's cloak.
Right.
At the same time, it was appropriate that he's wearing the hoodie that he, you know. Well,
yeah, and it still has a connection to Billy.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah,
yeah, that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? What else happened in this episode?
There's so much that happened.
Oh, Lafayette! It's a great new.
Yeah, did
half
we get
a
to
nice
see
cop?
Half a nice. one and a half good cops.
Yes. He didn't die either.
We don't think he died.
Yeah, I mean, he was alive last we saw him. So
we have to assume.
Yeah.
That he's still.
He made it. He made it.
But he may have not survived the snap. So.
That's true. I guess technically it's in that same universe.
That's all right. It hasn't happened yet in this universe. Right. Is what it's supposed to be. Because that's the only way they can not deal with it. It's just, we'll deal with it later. So, time jump, or are we just going to ignore it?
I feel like we'll just ignore it. They'll just ignore it.
Yeah. We'll be like, wait, the Avengers will reset time, so it won't matter anyway. So all the shows can ignore it.
But I liked him, and, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing more of him. He's a cool kid.
It's nice to see somebody who, like, I liked Tyrone's speech to him.
Yes.
And it was good to see that
it moved him.
It did move somebody. Yeah. Like, it shouldn't have taken that.
No, right.
But
at the same time, if someone wasn't already going to help, that speech probably wouldn't have helped them anyway.
No, so, that's true.
So he was a special case regardless.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll do it. And then he went out of his way to help after that.
Yes.
So that was nice. It wasn't just like, oh, an excuse to not be...
He didn't just take off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ran away for a minute, and then he obviously felt bad about it and came back. So that was good.
Yeah, that was good. Now I'm concerned that Mayhem will accidentally kill him, like, while trying to do other things. I've already engineered his death in a future date.
I know, right? All the good cops are gonna die?
Yeah.
Can we? Yeah. We need good cops.
Right.
Start killing the bad ones, please. There's a lot of those.
There are plenty of those. Yeah. I did like the flashbacks. I like
how they integrated that in.
Yeah.
Although I was a little confused at one point. Didn't she, like, after the guy from 1812, didn't she say something like, that's the last person who had to die? And then she shows somebody who died again.
I was like, I think she went, like, in that, he was the last person that died in that war.
It was the last death in that war.
But I did also think it was going to be the end, because then she listed out all the people.
Yeah.
And got to Tyrone and Tandy, so I thought we were done. And I remember being like, who was the one that died? Yeah. I was like, who's the one that died for love? I was like, why didn't she talk about him? And the next one, she talked about him. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. But it was a little bit, like, that moment was a little strange, because it sounded like it was like, and that was the story.
Yeah.
You did mention, like, why didn't they bring up Katrina, which I did think was a good point. Like,
it was a little awkward, because it does feel like especially because they then end with the top of them, the two of them on the dome, and you're like, that's where everybody ended up in Katrina.
Right, right.
It was like, it does feel like it's like the fly, like the elephant in the room. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would have been awkward, because how do you give it that, how do you blame, how do you say it's any one person?
Yeah, and it's still too recent, and it's still too, like, real. But still,
it's too raw for people, probably.
But it kind of feels like, I'm like, is this a world where it didn't happen, or is it just that we're just going to assume that it was not,
said
that
they mentioned about it already?
Like, we're just going to assume that there wasn't a supernatural element attached to it? I don't know. Because if it's already been brought up in the universe, then you'd think that someone would say, well, what about that? And then give an explanation for why it wasn't part of it, but I don't know.
Well, because it is interesting. Well, no. I suppose I was going to say it's interesting that all of them happened, or so many of them happened very recently.
Yeah.
It starts feeling like they're all, like, 100 years apart.
Right.
But even the Native American one probably wasn't that long ago.
Right.
Because,
that's true. The one for the War of 1812, the girl that picked up the message or whatever.
Yeah.
She didn't even speak, but I was like, oh, I really like her face. So I'm like, I find her very,
she was aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, like, I don't know. She had, like, a very vibrant look, but I was like, I feel like she should be a bigger role. I feel like she should speak words.
What was funny to me was that I don't know enough of that time period in American history, but I was like, I don't remember Americans wearing that kind of clothing.
I definitely thought they were British people.
That's very, that's that time period in the UK, but I was like, I thought Americans had different clothing at the time. I don't know, now I want to look it up, but it was weird to me. I was like,
maybe, like, no one really tells you stories about America in 1812.
Maybe they came with the Brits.
They came with the, there you go, they came with the Brits.
It was a war.
That's true.
With the British.
Yeah.
So they were, for some reason, with the British.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible.
They were Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah,
that was the reference you made.
Exactly, because it's what I felt like. I saw that and I was like, that looks like they belong in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Because apparently that has supplanted any Jane Austen is now. It's the weird adaptation, because the wild, you know. Yes, no, I know.
The frenzy. That adaptation was a little bit,
I never watched it.
Yeah.
I tried to read it, and I was just like,
no. The book part is stupid, because it's literally from Prejudice, and then just zombie excerpts.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
It's really bad.
Yeah, but the movie was not that bad. Although, I just didn't, the Darcy, no offense to whatever your name is, but it's just not, I wasn't feeling him.
You gotta want to fall in love with the Darcy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
Anyway. I hope we get more weird prophecy stuff from Evita's aunt.
Yes, I like. Yeah,
I actually
really
do like
them.
Her. So I hope that's not the end of her character.
No, yeah, I hope not. Like, I mean, because the way that it ended, I feel like Evita thinks that Tyrone is dead. And
yeah. I feel like that would be really sad to just be like, well, goodbye now, you know? So yeah. I hope that that does not end there. Because I feel like there's got to be a reason why, you know, like, aside from we could just assume, like, because they are one, that there's got to be a reason why they didn't, like, he didn't die, or, like, why they were both marked, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That they might delve into for the future, right? Because now they get to continue to be the divine pairing. They're still going to be the divine pairing, even after this incident, so.
Yeah. Their powers will grow, and they will save
New Orleans. Or maybe, right, or maybe that wasn't the...
The final one.
It's still, there's maybe, more to come or something.
They're going to imply that now it's Mayhem because she was created from that.
Right, right.
And then something else will come from that.
Yep.
Because, you know, we're hopefully going to go on for 20 seasons.
20 seasons.
I'm sure they all want to last forever.
We're just building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, it made me happy. It made Matt cry. He liked it very, very much.
Aww. Yeah. I did notice his eyes pooling.
I teared up a little bit.
Yeah, I did.
What part? I'm not like well, yeah. The end, the like them together.
Oh,
I really kind of want to watch it again. We've talked about we want to watch the whole season.
Oh, that would be yeah.
We don't have a lot of time, but
right.
we have a lot of other things.
But
we
it was
watch.
A really nice final moment, and I did like you know because it's actually true that he was like, well, I thought like you didn't know how to care, and then she was like, I'm learning. Or, just because, like, she did, like, fucking abandon her boyfriend in the beginning. Like, that dude was just nothing but, like, trying to help her. And she was like, all right, bye!
And then she took his hopes in the last one, so dude fucking stole her money, and I don't blame him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
You steal my hopes, bitch. I take your money.
So she does.
That was fair.
She does need to, she did need to learn to care. So.
She desperately needed to learn to care. Yeah. So, that's a good thing to see.
So I did like that a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to next season, and I'm glad that it's coming in the spring, so it doesn't feel like
so
it's
that long. Yes, so we don't have to wait quite as long.
Yeah, it's still, like, a pretty long hiatus, but it doesn't feel so long, because especially as Freeform, it usually takes, like, you know, almost a year.
Yeah.
So.
Do we think, they haven't said anything about more episodes, but do we think they would give it more episodes?
At least 13, you'd think. Yeah. You know?
It'd be nice.
Yeah. You think they would have announced it by now? I feel like they'd probably be writing it, but...
Yeah. But maybe they're working out what the story is.
Yeah.
Like, think about it a bit more. Because as much as we, like, complain that all of the Netflix shows feel like they're at least 3 episodes too long, which, did you hear? Iron Fist is only going to be 10 episodes this
I time? Did hear that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
so, yeah. I feel like this... I trust the writers enough that I would be like...
Say. The reason why Netflix episodes feel too... Like, it's their seasons feel too long is because the writers just...
Sorry.
They didn't do it well
except
enough.
For, like, the one Well, no, see, even first season of Daredevil felt a little too long, and same with the first season of Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. There was, like, at least a couple episodes where you're like, you could have cut this out and condensed the story.
Mm-hmm.
But this didn't... This felt good. It's, you know, it had the right pacing. It needed to start off really getting us to care about them as people and the lives that they led so that it does mean something when Tandy walks back into that house with her mom.
Right.
And when you really realize that now Tyrone's the one without a home.
Yeah.
And, like, it, yeah, you needed to care about those people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad
that it did that. I agree. Yeah, it turned out rather well. Yeah. And I was, you know, much, not skeptical of it, but, like, it took me longer to get into it because the beginning episodes were slow, but in retrospect, you know, like, as a whole, I think it's a really strong season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where would you place this in the, if you just do by seasons?
By seasons?
Of all of the Marvel shows
I mean, I'd probably put it, like, MCU shows, like, including Netflix and all the others.
Yes.
And
not counting, like, the X-Men shows.
Right. I don't even watch those.
Seems good, but...
Yes. I know, I just... I'm bad at it. Yeah. So, it's, like, 2, 3... Okay. I still, like, just, like, emotional attachment to Jessica Jones more, you know? Yeah. To the first season of Jessica Jones. And then, like, probably there's, like, 2 seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that I like more. So I'd probably put, like, 4, you know? Like, the 4th best Marvel season.
Which seasons of Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D.? Season 3 and season 4. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I... put this, and then, like, I don't even, I guess Runaways after this, because I'm like, what comes next?
Daredevil season 1.
Yeah, Daredevil season 1 too. Daredevil season 1. That can go up there. That can be, like, after Runaways. And then...
Did you ever watch The Punisher?
I still haven't seen that one.
Okay.
But I'm sure that one will be above everything else on Netflix.
No. Pretty much.
JK.
I have a hard, like, no, I think, because it didn't, I can't say that I felt like anything was wasted time, mm-hmm. whereas I can say that even about Jessica Jones, mm-hmm. I would probably say this is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And I love Jessica Jones, mm-hmm. and I was very much attached to that character before I watched the show, right. whereas I didn't have any emotional attachment to this one before. Right. And then after that, probably Daredevil season one, and then the
Punisher. So what you're gonna say?
No, and then probably Shield.
Oh, okay, Shield.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a hard time breaking Shield up by season though, and I would think I would have to do it by storyline. So then like it's even like Ghost Rider and Agents of Hydra, and
right?
The LMD shit, and
that was those are all season four, right?
All three. Yeah,
that was the best. That was the best season.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like the show, mm-hmm. and I actually really care about those characters now. I didn't, I probably care besides Jessica. Out of all of the Marvel television heroes, I probably care about them the most. I can't, but I haven't watched Runaways.
You haven't watched Runaways yet.
I only watched the first two episodes. I haven't finished it yet. That's I think one of our next projects.
It should be
want to see it. I don't know why.
You can complete the list.
It was just a bad timing, and then
and I will watch Punisher, and then we will have seen all the Marvel.
And then TV we can
shows.
Do our rankings of and the Marvel. Yeah,
exactly. Then we can do
right before Iron Fist comes out, and we say this is going to be the bomb.
Yeah, I haven't finished Iron Fist either.
And Humans doesn't count, but it goes at the bottom.
Of course,
list,
and Humans we never
watched
absolute
it. And we're never going to.
No,
watch
I watched three whole episodes of Inhumans. Okay,
really?
And it was from bad to worse. The first episode was laughably bad. Like it was like bad, but it was so bad it was good. You just enjoy it and have fun with how bad it was. And then after that, I was like, I just want to die. I can't do it anymore.
Can you even watch that anywhere anymore? Like, or have they just, like, pretended it doesn't exist
That's
now?
A good question. I don't even know where... Would it be on Hulu, maybe? I have no idea.
Or Netflix or something? I don't know.
Probably not Netflix. Netflix is probably like... You
we don't want that.
Exactly. We don't need
We don't want that one. That's a good question. I almost want to look now if you can even find it somewhere. Matt can look for us while we're talking.
That's true. He can.
See if it's anywhere.
So, speaking of Runaways, they aired Runaways, the first episode after Cloak and Dagger,
The first episode of the first season.
So, obviously, like, they're touting it as, like, an event. Like, they've got the show, the...
Everybody's live tweeting,
Yeah, exactly. So, do we think the next season's gonna have a crossover? And how soon can they do a crossover? Like, how soon, realistically, do you think they can do a crossover?
I think they need to wait until they really fully establish Cloak and Dagger as themselves with all of their... Yeah, right. Matt's saying season
and
three.
Runaways was pretty, like, slow, too, like, in terms of, like, they just ran away in the final episode of the first season. They didn't become Runaways until the final episode. So I feel like they also would need time to be able
to. Yeah, I think season three would be the earliest you want to see that happen.
Yeah.
Because, we're not at that point where, because Cloak's going to have to take them to the other side of the country,
right.
And I'm not sure he's,
exactly
that confident
yet. Yeah, exactly.
So, I think we need to see them both establish themselves, gain their full powers, feel confident in who they are with those powers.
Because I feel like when, I haven't read Cloak and Dagger, but I read Runaways, and I remember the time when they intersected, Runaways and Cloak and Dagger, in the first Runaways.
It's in the first Runaways storyline?
Yes.
So I read it? I don't remember.
And
it's been so long, I need to reread
it. At that point,
it
was like the Runaways were kind of looking up to Cloak and Dagger as, like, heroes that they had already heard of.
Yes. Because they were older by
they were, like,
right?
more established. So,
this will see them more as, like, contemporaries.
Yeah, they'd be contemporaries. But Cloak and Dagger have done a much larger scale saving, I feel, than the Runaways did by the end of the season.
Yeah, that's true.
The Runaways were specifically stopping their parents, so.
Yes, and Cloak and Dagger just
saved
the whole city.
Yeah.
So, although I don't, how much do people know that?
Right, they just know it's an explosion. But, like, maybe they're, like, if you ever, like, if they meet other metahumans that belong to their universe, in Cloak and Dagger, and then the word can spread, like, other, what are metahumans called in the Marvelverse? Not metahumans. It doesn't matter.
They're...
Powered people, X-Men, I mean...
Enhanced.
Enhanced.
Sure. We call them enhanced.
Like other people who are like them, heard about them. And then through secret channels, you hear like, oh, I know these people, right? Then that could be a way.
Yeah.
To eventually merge the two, is what I'm saying.
Yes. I want them to all want to play these characters forever so that, you know, someday we can see them.
Yes, yeah, there you go. That would be great.
Be like Tom Holland, where he says he wants to play Spider-Man for like 20 years. Do that, please. And then your shows won't last that long, that's fine.
But you can be them in the movies. But
you
can take
a break and yeah. make, you know, some appearances in the movie.
That'd be so fun. Cool. We just gotta, they gotta be the ones accept letting the actors make appearances. I'm sure the actors would be like, I would be happy to make an appearance in your movie.
Well, I think it does make sense to wait.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're going to be replacing the old guard anyway.
Right.
You've got to assume most of the Avengers as we know them are going to be gone soon. Or very Farewell. Limited mm-hmm. in their appearances.
Right.
So, it does make sense in that to just let the series die out and then look at maybe pulling some of the characters yeah. into the larger universe. I actually am okay with that now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does make sense that you know, as much as, like, Chloe Bennett is pissy that the movies never acknowledge them. In a lot of ways, a lot of the time, it's like, yeah, well, they're dealing with bigger, like, half the time, the major news corporate, like, doesn't acknowledge the small-scale stuff.
And right.
Unfortunately, you're basically doing the smaller-scale That's stuff true. Most of the time. Not always.
Right.
It's a little different with S.H.I.E.L.D., but they're also supposed to be, you know...
On the run all the time?
Well, and they're supposed to be kind of, like, hidden. Like, yeah. shadow. As, so S.H.I.E.L.D. maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily supposed to be getting
recognition
right. and acclaim. They're not, you know, That's when true. They're on the news, it's a bad thing. You would think when they're on the news, the Avengers might, like, be like, hey, wait,
Coulson's
around?
Yeah,
what's
right?
up, what's all that about?
Yeah.
But what else?
They're like, Coulson is one wanted man. Oh, Coulson's alive? What?
Yeah.
But no, they don't. Anyway. They got nothing to worry about.
So yeah, maybe when they all grow up, because they're all supposed to be teenagers now. Yeah. I would see Cloak and Dagger moving over more than the Runaways, probably. I don't
know. Oh, I mean, yeah, the Runaways, it's kind of like their own little clique. Like, it would be
their own little thing.
Yeah.
Especially because they're on the, like, completely opposite side of the
country. Right.
New York ignores California a lot. Does New York care about the South, though? It probably cares about the South even less, so never mind.
But, you know, yeah. Runaways, not Runaways, Cloak and Dagger could just, like, take a, you know, like, a vacation to New York, and then, of course, there's a big event happening in that town.
There you go. Anyway. All right.
I think those are our feels.
Now we have to wait until... So are we going to be getting it back at about the same time we'll get Game of Thrones back then?
Oh, is Game of Thrones coming back in the spring or the summer?
I think they said the spring.
Oh, well then, yeah. There you go.
Oh, God. We'll have lots of stuff to talk about. We'll be doing 3 or 4 podcasts
exactly.
a week.
Exactly.
Start scheduling those hours now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for another Pop a la Carte. As always, you can find us on withanaccent.com for more news, reviews, etc.
Yeah.
Editorials.
Hopefully editorials, yeah.
All those things. And follow us at withanaccent on Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and withanaccent.tv on
YouTube.
And at Pop a la Carte Pod on Twitter and Facebook.
I hope you're writing this down.
Lots of things. There's going to be a test later. Thank you very much, and we'll be back next week.
Good night and goodbye.
Bye.